Hello, everybody. You are listening to CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, the campus community radio station at Simon Fraser University. We respectfully acknowledge that we broadcast in the unceded ancestral territories of the Squamish, the Musqueam, the Tsleil-Waututh, and the Kwikwetlem. We stream online at cjsf.ca, and today you are listening to the Jambalaya Block from 3 to 4 p.m., starring me, yours truly, Parizabihi. Now, I am pre-recording because we are still in corona time, COVID times, and I have pre-recorded this intro so much. This is sort of like an insight into the pre-recording world and the current radio world. I have pre-recorded this intro so many times, and let me tell you all why. It is because I have not slept. It is 7 a.m. the morning that you're listening to this, and I have not slept. I don't know what I'm talking about. I'm trying to form coherent sentences, and I feel normal, but I know that no, I am not, in fact, functioning like I normally do. So anyways, with that being said, I am doing all right. I feel like every time I've said this multiple times, every single show, I sit on my bed, I look out my window, and I just try to figure out things that, you know, try to brainstorm things to talk about, and nothing ever comes to mind. And I think the slight reflection in the window is getting to me, and I'm developing an ego, and you know, I'm every time I say my, you know, name with a little bit more zest, as if anybody really even cares, that it's starring me. But yeah, I mean, I don't know, like, what has been going on personally. I've been doing have I been doing A-okay? I don't know. I mean, I feel like everybody's sort of in this, like, mental, like, health limbo state, at least the people that I've been talking to, because it's sort of hard to have a stable grasp on, you know, your sense of self and your surroundings when everything has shifted so much. You know, some of us are able to see people because we have more social jobs. Like, I work in customer service, and I'm also working at CJSF right now. So at CJSF, you know, we're talking through a computer, but there's still that sense of community. And at my other job, I'm a receptionist, so I talk to people all the time. But there are people who, you know, are just doing remote work, or, you know, they're out of a job, or there's so many things. And, you know, you're not able to spend time with people that you normally would spend time with. You're not able to, you know, walk on the street like you normally would, and like, you know, not necessarily speak to people, but just see people. I think that that's also something that's important. You know, of course, now restrictions are getting looser and things like that, but it obviously, you know, nothing has really gone back to normal until, you know, there's a vaccine and whatnot, and that could take probably up to a year. So, you know, things have changed a lot in the way that we communicate with others. And I think that it was sort of, you know, leaning towards like something of, you know, our more reliance on social media. And this was even before COVID hit or anything. Sort of this idea of, you know, making and breaking friendships on social media and getting into romantic relationships on social media and whatnot. And I think that, you know, the way that we're going with COVID is informing even more of the way that we will communicate in the future. And I don't really know where I was going with that, but I think that my point is just that, you know, it's been hard to feel, you know, like your ordinary self. At least for me, it has. And, you know, because I don't have the distractions of the daily life of the, you know, taking transit, going to school, you know, going to work more consistently. Also, you know, for those of you who are living with family, you know, it can be quite hard to be in the same space as, you know, your family members. And, you know, especially if you know, there's abuse in a household, or, you know, domestic physical abuse and things like that, obviously it can be difficult to, you know, sort of escape that situation when COVID, you know, doesn't really allow anybody to. But I'm more so talking about, you know, in the sense of getting sick of people, you know, just plain old getting sick of people that you are constantly surrounded by. I feel like that's been something that I've been dealing with. And I know, and I say this all the time, that I'm so, so lucky to be able to live with my parents and share space with them and not have to pay rent. Like, that's huge, especially in Vancouver. But, you know, it has still been sort of difficult to not have really any sense of privacy. And I'm sure that, you know, my family doesn't really want to be around me all the time either. So there's a lot of things that we need to, or I guess we're trying to get used to. And, you know, this is all sort of old news. Like, you know, this topic has been explored many a time because everybody in the world is going through it. But I think that that's sort of how I've been feeling and, you know, and things like that. So, yeah. I don't know if I mentioned it at the beginning of this clip, but I have been working on doing some Pride programming for you all for next week. And I'm really, really excited to be, you know, showcasing all the amazing artists and queer, trans, non-binary folk that I am, you know, featuring in our interviews from Monday to Thursday next week. And, you know, I hope that you'll all be listening, and I hope that you'll send us some suggestions at CJSF Radio, or you can send some suggestions my way on my Instagram at Pari of the Goat. I changed it to make it easier, and also I didn't want to like display my last name on Instagram, but I feel like it's not a very good username. The Goat, Pari of the Goat. I've never ever referred to myself as Pari of the Goat. I don't know where it came from. Anyways, I'm going to be playing some great songs for you today. The first one is Someplace Else by More More. I Wish You Love by Diana Braithwaite. Tell Me Something by Tanika Charles. Dew of the Dust by Eves Jarrus. And Fall by Nivram. And I hope that you all enjoy. I'm holding on to something.
wish you bluebirds in the spring to give your heart a song to sing and then a kiss. But more than this, I wish you love. And in July, a lemonade to cool you in. Some leafy glade, I wish you health. And more than wealth, I wish you love. My breaking heart, and I agree that you and I could never be. So with my best, my very best, I set you free. I wish you shelter from the storm, a cozy fire to keep you warm, but most of all, when snowflakes fall, I wish you love. Of all, when snowflakes fall, I wish you love. But most of all, I wish you love.
Oh, sitting around waiting for you to make that call. And I'm not talking about that phone call. I'm talking about that decision. You know, the one where you choose me and no one else. Make it up, make it up.
God was suckless, but be let me on, I'm heartless. Sitting in the place of my heart broke. Wanna run away, but I can't go. I've been so tired and I'm so broke. I just need some money and some cigarettes. Me and all my friends at the internet. Cause we all struggle with anxiety and I disagree with society. When I'm so lonely, this do not comfort me. I'm so lonely when no company. Why do none of you ever comfort me? You don't do a thing when I'm feeling low. Mom told me I should take it slow, but I can't cause I'm so emotional. So emotional, man, I gotta go see my therapist. I'm just trying to grow.
Override my mind, a storm that just ain't right. It outlives lives, it's outlived. Man, I bury my kind. I need niggas where we fall like leaves. You would not be the first to leave, not the first to tell me I ain't shit. All my palms, I gotta live with that shit. Tone it out, you're moronic shit. All I got is this worn out tea, and these eyes that they ain't seen no peace. Hands out what they want, my heat. It only brings dread, don't you smile at me. All this work that I'm piling, jeez, I couldn't finish it in an eternity. I just sit back and I die, staring in the mirror just wondering why. Yeah, all this dread, need a pity fuck, get me out my head. All this dread, can't show you no love. You still want some pussy, now I show no love. Yeah, all this dread, all this dread. You the pity fuck, get me out my head. All this dread, can't show you no love. You still want some pussy, now I show no love.
From August 3rd to 9th, CJSF will be celebrating Pride Week. Do you identify within the LGBTQIA2S+ community? Do you create visual or literary art? This can be painting, drawing, photography, poetry, etc. Then consider submitting an original piece to us through Instagram DM at CJSF Radio by August 3rd to be featured on our story. In your message, make sure to include your art piece as well as a short blurb about what Pride means to you. We will be posting at least one art submission for each day of Pride Week. Stay tuned! And you were just listening to Fall by Nivrem. And yeah, I mean, I don't know. I keep thinking, what should I talk about? Well, I have been thinking about, I've been watching Gossip Girl recently, again, for like the third time. And I knew this from before, but I recently remembered that Penn Badgley, who plays Dan on Gossip Girl, actually converted to the Baha'i faith. And when I was younger, I was sort of part of, I would say, like the Baha'i faith, sort of loosely. You know, my family was like interested in it, and I was a child. And so, you know, I would go to like youth groups and things like that, and I met some friends through it. And, you know, I don't know much about it because I was, again, a child when I was part of it. But as far as I know, the Baha'i faith is a faith that was created like not that long ago in Iran. And now, you know, Baha'i people are being persecuted there. So I probably shouldn't even be talking about this. But, you know, fuck it, I guess. So, yeah, like I was sort of reading on it. And, you know, seeing what, you know, being Baha'i means and things like that. And I think, you know, it's not necessarily about being Baha'i, but I've always been very, very interested in different religions and cults. And I understand that cults and religions aren't the same thing. But to me, they represent, you know, this idea of belief. And believing in something so much. And I know that there's a huge difference, you know, cult behavior is dangerous and, you know, can be, can be very dangerous and violent. And it's not something that, should be taken lightly, and people who are part of cults are victims. But there's something really interesting to me about, that idea of, you know, believing in something so much that you'll devote your whole entire life to it. You know, again, I've never really been a very religious person. And, you know, even though my, my parents are both, they were both, I guess, born Muslim. My dad converted to Christianity later on in life, but I, you know, they never really imposed anything on me. We never went to church. We never went to mosque, there was nothing, you know, religious at all about my upbringing, except for some, I guess, traditions, you could say, and beliefs, that, you know, passed on through, Islam, especially. I was never really introduced to the idea of like, you know, God and things like that. And, you know, I was told that, God exists and whatever, but it was never really pushed down my throat, for lack of a better term. And I'm really glad. I'm very grateful that, you know, I was able to inform my own decisions. And it's, you know, there's nothing wrong with being brought up with religion. But it's something that, you know, I've never really experienced, even though I did go to some youth groups for Baha'i faith and things like that when I was young. Again, it was never really imposed on me at all. Like it wasn't something that we actively practiced at home. It was more so like a social gathering and, oh, like, let's say some prayers, you know, alongside this. And I've always really, yeah, again, I've always been interested in the idea of like belief and devotion. And I think that's the reason why I've always been very, very into astrology and tarot and manifestation and those kinds of things, even though I don't really understand them to its full extent. And I haven't studied it, you know, to its full extent whatsoever. I think it's always been something that's been more safe to me because, you know, as far as I can understand, a lot of, you know, Abrahamic religions, which is, you know, the only kinds of religions I'm really savvy to, don't always include, you know, queer people, and specifically queer people, right? I don't feel comfortable or safe being in certain spaces, you know, seeing as I am queer, and I don't really know, you know, which churches or mosques or you know, whatever other religious gathering places would accept me, being open and things like that. And so I feel like astrology and those sorts of those sorts of beliefs are more open-ended and it's more inclusive, right? Like anybody can believe in the planets. Anybody can believe in, you know, the moon and the sun and, you know, whatever, and the and water. And so I think that's really informed the way that I see life.